Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Good vibes and variety. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. I wanted to mention very quickly our friends over at Bananas at Large. Ding, ding. Shame. Our guy, Alan Rosen. We've watched his kids grow up, and they're like rock stars now. They're in a band. And I'm just looking at, you know, kid band pictures. And they're not little kids. I would say these are a bunch of sort of middle teenagers, maybe young teenagers. But they actually have a gig. The name of the band is Punked Out Pretty, and it's both his kids in the band and then two other people who are all playing this Friday, May 2nd, at Phoenix Theater in Petaluma. It looks like there's a few bands playing, and they're like listed third. And go check them out. PunkedOutPretty.com.
I went and saw Peter Cook's son. His name's Carson.
Oh, yeah.
Carson Cook. I went and saw his band play.
What's the name of his band?
I forget.
Remember?
But it's one of those things where they take lessons. I think it's Be Natural is the name of the music's place.
Right.
But he takes all the people
which is a musical term.
Right. But he takes all the kids and puts bands together so that they'll put on shows.
Mm.
And Peter's kid plays in a jazz band. And it was super fun, like, to watch him up on stage, his kids playing bass.
Oh,
and,
fun.
And I've seen some blues and I've seen some jazz, but in this case, each kid got a solo. So the trumpet, the trombone, the guitar, the bass, the drummer, the keys.
They all get 12
bars
or whatever.
It's super cool. So it's pretty fun to watch young people get on stage and conquer that sort of fear, you know?
Yeah, well, definitely. And to see the spark, you know, how kids just are magic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. So again, I think it's punkedoutpretty.com. Hold on, let me make sure I get this exact thing. Punkedoutpretty.com, and it's but there are a bunch of bands playing, and it's happening at the Phoenix Theater in Petaluma this Friday night at 8. I can't believe it's going to be May tomorrow. It's May.
Crazy. This year's really, it's been one thing after another for me, so
yes.
I've just been on this roll where I'm like, smooth water. When do I get there?
Right.
Where's that?
When's the easy sailing?
Just fly out into some smooth water and coast for a minute.
It's been really busy. Like, for it to already be May tomorrow is just like, whoa.
Went by quick.
It's crazy. It's going by so fast. Best mom ever. That contest is back. Every year we do this, and it's so fun. Our Mother's Day contest, Best Mom Ever, is back all this week. Go to RadioAlice.com and nominate your mom. Why is your mom the best mom ever? Get her entered there, and you'll have a chance to have the radio station named after her all day on Mother's Day. Sandy at 97.3. Plus, you'll win a chance at an overnight stay at the Fairmont in Sonoma. The Fairmont in Sonoma is beautiful, delightful. It includes complimentary brunch and champagne and free parking and all the good stuff for your mom who deserves it. Okay, Vinny, I didn't tease this because we were busy with whatever the hell we were. Oh, our wombs and stuff. Were
our odds and ends.
Yeah, odds and ends. So I didn't get to tease this, but I, you know, waited on. I picked this story for you.
Oh, good.
Metallica. They have announced. This is, brace yourself. Metallica, the band Metallica.
Yes.
You've known them for, you've heard of them.
I grew up with this band. I can see why people would say they haven't been who they were for a long time. I can see why others would say never liked them at all. But I grew up with them, and Master of Puppets was in my Datsun B210 on repeat because I couldn't get it out.
Yeah.
It wouldn't eject.
Bob, feelings on Metallica?
Don't know them that well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you think you'd be able to pick them out of a lineup of songs, though? You'd be like, oh, yeah, that's headbanging.
I think so. Yeah. Right. I know the style.
Metal.
It's heavy.
Yeah.
Metallica.
Yeah.
Has announced a comprehensive remastered deluxe edition of their album Load from 1996. This gets crazy. It's set for release June 13th. This expansive reissue includes 15 CDs, 4 DVDs, 6 vinyl records featuring 245 previously unreleased tracks. Demos and rough mixes and
like
some
those.
Live recordings.
Do you like those?
Sometimes. There's some gems on that Beatles. There's like, I don't even know what it's called. It's called Anthology. I can't even remember. It has all these, like, it's almost like everything that they ever recorded, and some of it is trash. And some of it is just like, oh, that's a beautiful little gem.
There are times when you can hear the germ of a song, it's pretty neat. Yeah, it's pretty neat. But once you've experienced it, you're like, okay, play the song though.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I've heard that now. Right. That's neat.
Still, if you're a huge fan of Metallica, maybe this is something you want for your
What's
collection.
What's the price on this load reissue?
I do
it
not see. Let me see.
Massive.
I know. It does. Let me see if there's a price. They call it a comprehensive time capsule of 1995 to 1997 era Metallica. They believe it's going to sell for just under $300.
Oh, I was going to guess five.
Yeah, I actually feel like there's more. I haven't even gotten through all the stuff that comes with this thing. So it's 15 CDs, 4 DVDs, 6 vinyl records, 245 previously unreleased tracks, demos, rough mixes, live recordings. Notably, it presents the full-length version of something called The Outlaw Torn, which was originally shortened due to CD time constraints. The deluxe box set also contains memorabilia like a 128-page hardcover book, Rorschach text cards. How do you do that? Rorschach.
I thought it was Rorschach.
Rorschach. That sounds right. Test cards, which I guess are Metallica. Rorschach test cards. Guitar picks, lyric sheets, tour laminates, a Lollapalooza poster, a Rolling Stone cover reproduction. And it looks like there's actually a smaller set that will also be available if you don't have $300 to choke up for this. So that'll only have 41 extra tracks.
Mm.
But there you go. If you're a Metallica fan, congrats. It's your lucky day. Well, it looks like June 13th, 2025 is your lucky day. I didn't get to this yesterday, but I'm not that worried about it because Willie Nelson has two birthdays. Willie Nelson was born before midnight on April 29th, but his paperwork wasn't submitted until the next day, April 30th, and they actually made that his official birthday. So he was born on the 29th, but today is his actual official birthday, which seems stupid, but, you know, it was 92 years ago.
Well, what do you go with?
Both. He just goes with both. He says, oh, you know, I have 92, I had two days. He just put out his 77th solo album this week, so he is... Yeah, rocking in his 90s.
I think I go 29.
Do you?
Over 30, yeah. If I'm picking the day. If it's up to me and I get to pick my birthday because...
You like 29? Why not 30?
I don't know.
You like 29 better?
I like 29. Mm. What about you?
I might go 29 just because it gets there sooner.
Oh, like, there you
go. I'd like it to be. Or... maybe I could switch it the next year. If it falls on a Friday, I'll take the 30th.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah. Whatever's more convenient, I guess.
That whole, I want my birthday to get here more quickly. I'm dealing with that with a child right now.
Oh, yes. Yeah. She's already writing out her invites.
She wrote out her invites last night, and it's not till August.
Mm. Well, she'll be very prepared. And the guest list, I'm sure, will just get bigger and bigger. What is the plan for it? Is there a plan? She's inviting them to something.
I think she wants to do overnight.
Oh. Mm.
We'll see, though.
You got to limit those.
Well, and they're young kids. I think there are parents out there that will probably say, no, can you guys just have a cake and then call it? Like, what do you mean you got to do overnight? No. I'm with them. Like,
really?
A whole thing?
I'd be like, yes, you can take my child. Yes, please come and get my child. I'll see you tomorrow. What time would you like to be? Well, what's checkout time? Can we get a late checkout? Would that be something that could happen?
I know what you're saying, and I don't disagree. But a lot of people
He's four? You can take him. Go ahead.
Very Three? Careful with take their him. Kids. Very.
Well, hopefully it's going to someplace you trust. You're not just handing them to a stranger and saying, can you take the kid for the night? Do you have a kid? Great. I have a kid too. Take my kid. It's fine. Seems perfect. So anyway, happy birthday to Willie Nelson twice. He turns 92 yesterday and today. A social media post this month suggested that Willie was getting so long in the tooth that his son, Lucas Nelson, is his caretaker now. And his wife's kind of pissed about it. Access TV posted this thing that he's needs full-time help. And it looks like Annie, his wife, Annie Nelson, she shot back and said, knock it off, Access TV, knock it off. Their post included a shot of Willie, Annie, and Lucas that a friend shared. It said Lucas is proud to be taking care of them, making sure they're comfortable living their best life. And Annie said, you're using the photo without permission and you're liars.
Jesus.
Why would you take a photo from someone else's feed and then make stuff up? Meanwhile, Access TV was like, oh, sorry. Looked like he was taking care of you. That's all. She said, also, you got my age wrong. I'm 68, not 63.
Man,
yeah,
still
she's mad.
Very active.
Yes. Well, I mean, she's only 68. So she has a lot of feist left in her. Want to see a picture of her?
Sure. Let me check out who gets Willie Nelson in his 90s.
I would love to hear your thoughts on this.
On this picture.
What? Oh, he's got a breathe strip in.
Yeah. He's looking old.
Yeah, she looks great. I actually think she looks very pretty. Don't you?
She does. Until I heard her yelling, and then I thought, oh, man.
Well, you did kind of what? Put that on her.
Ah! Come on!
And since
get
none
it right!
Of,
Google since it!
None of us know her. Now she sounds like that.
Yeah. No, she looks fine. Her eyebrows are heavy.
Absolutely.
Big eyebrows.
I like a thick eyebrow.
I'll tell you something. Willie is 92. He looks great. He's old. I mean, he looks super Crypt Keeper, but he looks great. He's got a nice smile on his face. He's leaning into his son. Like, what do you want? You're 92 years old. That's what you want. You want your kid to be there and be like, I love you, Dad. All right, great. Off you go. Do the things young people do. I'll be here. I'll still be sitting here when you come back.
His son looks, you know, really healthy.
He does. And the wife looks middle healthy because she's almost 70 and he looks 92.
Right.
Yeah. But put on a record last week. You know, well, that's good. Jello Roll is in the news.
Yeah.
He's pushing 200 pounds of loss.
In a good way.
Yes. Pushing it in a good way. Pushing 200 pounds of weight loss. Not, he's nowhere near 200 pounds
Got
total.
It.
I pooped myself one time.
Jelly Roll is on a weight loss mission. He explained his whole thought process recently on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Jimmy asked him, how much weight have you lost already? And Jelly said, I'm approaching the 200-pound mark. I would guess that I have lost an entire Jimmy Kimmel. A more recent Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes.
Jimmy's had
time,
his own weight loss journey.
Yes.
What is the secret? Jelly says, I've been thinking about ways to make it sound cool, but I can't. I'm eating a lot of protein and vegetables and walking. That's what I'm doing. And then Jimmy says, when do you stop? Do you have a number in mind? And Jelly said, I do have a number in mind. And we talked about this a little bit. I want to say it was Bunny XO was saying, yeah, he wants to get to 250 because he wants to jump out of a plane.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I do have a number in mind. To do all the fun stuff in life, you have to be under 250. I want to skydive. I want to ride a roller coaster. I want to ride a bull. I want to wrestle an alligator. I got a long list of things I want to do.
I want to do missionary.
What's up, donkey?
I mean, she won't let him, right?
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't.
I don't know.
Could you?
I don't ask me.
Well,
I
you're a lady.
I don't know. I just don't know. I mean, he's, you know, right. Maybe you're just like, I'm so tired. Just go ahead. He's like a weighted blanket.
He was 500 pounds.
Yeah, I don't know, Ben. I don't know how it all works. I actually think that Oh, God. I think we're killing Maddie.
I'm just thinking about it. It's just, no.
Yeah.
No.
I just think that, you know, from a physical standpoint, he's got to be able to, there's got to be some lift and some athletic
That's what I'm getting
pushing.
At. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm saying I'm sure that's something that he would say to himself. That's,
yeah, I've never imagined him in bed, so I don't.
To my list of things I want to do once I get this weight off me.
Do you think that if you're jelly and you start at 500 pounds and you're trying to get down to 250, cut it in half. And I don't know what his exact start weight was, but it was, you know, he's down to two. He's getting on 200 pounds off and he's still not near the 250 mark.
Right.
Do you get that thing where they take all that skin off of you?
You're going to have to get surgery. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. I lost a lot of weight and the skin is, you know, I didn't, you know, I'm not like at that level. I never had that much weight, but you know, when you lose a lot of weight, the skin is there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not going to go away.
Yeah. I mean, but if you work out a lot, like it will tighten up, but I mean, at that level, no way.
Right. Right. There's just no, I mean, I suppose you don't have to go get it removed, but I would think that that would be a lot of additional weight that would come off you at that point when you get all that done.
When like I worked at the La Costa Resort, there was a prince that came there and I was in my 20s. I was doing radio, but I wasn't quite full time yet. So I worked at the resort and a Prince Saud, A-U-D, S-A-U-D. This guy comes in, he's over 500. He is jelly roll size and he shows up there and he's going to stay at the resort and lose the weight. And he did, but he had to go get the skin.
Oh.
Like it's a massive amount of surgery, more than you even think.
Yeah. Well, the only person I've ever seen the scars on was, remember Richard Hatch?
Yeah, and he wasn't even that heavy.
Right. He was biggish, but and he did, once he lost the weight on Survivor, I don't know what he did after. Maybe he went back up eventually. But I remember him getting, it was like a circle around his waist. Like they had sort of rejoined all the stuff together. I don't know if he went and got all the stuff, you know, for your arms and your
butt
and legs.
I don't even think of him as having been that big. I bet
he was
you, Richard,
pretty heavy.
Yeah, but not. I bet you he wasn't even 350.
Oh, I have no idea. I'm sure AI could tell us his start weight. But he, that was when they were doing 39-day. Now they only do like 26 days, right? On Survivor. They have a much faster pace.
They've changed it, yeah.
And so they were doing over 5 weeks, and they would just not feed him. And they would lose it all.
Oh, it says it right here.
What do you got?
He weighed 314 and ended up at 275 and then got down to 230.
I was going
to
say, that's actually not that big of a weight loss.
So 314 isn't that big by comparison.
Right.
No. In fact, that's what jelly is now, right?
Probably, right around that. I would have thought he had lost way more than down to 275. I mean, it sounds like eventually he did.
Mm-hmm.
But still.
Well, he entered a competition and that's what he got down to. But then he continued to lose weight and got down ultimately to 230.
And then he went to jail for tax evasion. Because they handed him a check for $1 million and he went, thank you. Let me just not pay taxes on that.
I don't know how he didn't know.
He knew.
Oh, he just went,
I'm not going to pay taxes on that. Oop. I don't know how much jail time he did. He had a kid too and everything, right?
I don't remember that part.
Anyway, I'm out of time. What do you got?
Burnout or bore out?
Oh.
And more after these.
My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Dallas at 97.3.
I'm with you. I'm with
you. Why are you winking at me when you sing that?
I wasn't. I was squeezing
weirdo.
My eyes together, singing it at the top of my lungs.
Winking at me.
Sheesh. Okay. Winky. Winky wink. It's funny. I just was trying to write this game, Loins or Lies.
Oh,
real or fake?
Wait,
body
you
parts.
Were or your
well,
little friend? There
I'm
having. Was.
We're going back and forth. I'm like, I'm sorry, but the gobstopper gland is definitely. They're gonna know that that one's not real, and so in the end, I'm gonna trash it. But it was pretty funny because my friend Cha-Cha cracks me up.
Yeah.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen live, win contest, and get our show's full podcast. It's all happening at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by our Cache Creek broadcast.
Yay!
Yes.
We're in the process of getting all the plans together now.
Yes, we are. We're working on it. Love to see you there.
come hang out with us for our first live broadcast in forever.
Yeah. Forever.
Catch all the action May 9th at Cache Creek Casino. Live audience, big laughs, and good times guaranteed.
Whoa, guaranteeing
the
good
times.
Put
that in there? Yeah. What are you, they're crazy?
Guarantee. We guarantee.
Do we?
Yes,
and what
I
happens
do.
If someone
how's
like,
that?
We did not have the good time that we were promised?
I will say you're lying.
Oh, yeah, go gosh. See Maddie if yeah. you want a refund.
We're not making that promise.
Right.
Guarantee your good time. Please. For a good time. For a good time, come. To the Cache Creek thing. We're very excited about it.
Details of Radio Alice. Yeah.
It's been a long time. It's been a long time.
Early clouds, sun later.
Oh.
And the Warriors have a big
Warriors.
Game tonight. Big. Oh. You get the win, they move on.
Come on.
They lose, we got to keep playing. So Warriors at Houston, 4:30 tip time. We all got to be there for that. Get in your seat. Get your favorite drink, whatever that is.
Yep.
And be there ready to root for the home team.
The Warriors.
The Warriors. I mean, our team.
Yes.
Right. They're actually, that's a not for Houston. My
right.
bad. They are the home team, that game.
Let's give Houston a problem.
For our team. Root. I give up.
The Warriors.
If you don't know what to do, then just don't do it.
It's a hard line.
When to shut up? I don't know. Suffering from burnout?
Call.
Or do you have bore out?
Oh, now I see where you're going with this.
Oh, did you think
something
different?
I thought
it was like
different? A Tommy Lee story or something, you know.
Go on.
No, that's not. I think you
what
can
did Tommy
deduce,
Lee do?
I think you can deduce what I might have been thinking.
The term bore out means something to Sarah differently than it means in this story. The term,
I think it means the same thing to everyone. They're just using it in a hilarious double entendre in this story.
Oh, all right. That's not real.
I wouldn't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You're the one sitting here giggling about it so much.
On that. I'm not going to say anything about that. Seems like all things are flexible. You know,
yeah,
you were,
you've never been changed by one person for good, have you? I mean, that's what you mean, right?
I don't know what I mean. I don't know why I opened my mouth on this show, frankly.
And then she winked at me.
What? Crazy.
The term bore out is trending after Forbes did a story. It has a lot of the same symptoms as burnout.
Mm.
It doesn't mean your proportions have been changed permanently by someone.
So what are they saying is the difference here? Because burnout, you do something for long enough, you're like, I cannot do this anymore. I cannot do, like, teacher burnout, they say, is a real thing. And
burnout is being overwhelmed by work and being done. Like,
it's just cooked you.
Bore out is being underwhelmed by work. So it's the opposite is what they're trying to say. It doesn't mean you're
so
lazy or don't do to, like, it's not a lazy thing. Bore out can happen because you're in the same role for too long.
You don't feel challenged. You're super bored. You're looking at the clock.
You don't see opportunities for growth. You don't interact with coworkers very much. You just, whatever it may be. And now, like, while I believe, for example, a teacher, you're sending your kids to these people who are going to help feed their brains, their starving brains. These teachers are going to help shape and form them for the rest of their lives.
Yep.
Like, that's a big job. But I can see where a teacher, someone who has pursued knowledge and took school to, you know, a certain height or a certain level for, you know, learning and all that, they find themselves probably going, oh my God, if I teach you the second grade U.S. history one more time, you know what I mean? Like, I can see where you'd probably, as a teacher, have to find new ways to keep yourself engaged in this process rather than be like, open your book to page 10 and read to 20.
Right.
And then have a good one.
I actually think of teachers, there's on so many levels they could have burnout, like just enough kids, enough with the kids.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Enough with the parents.
There's burnout. And bore out as a teacher, probably.
Mm-hmm.
You've got both happening. The burnout is if another teacher or another parent comes in here and tells me I'm doing it wrong.
Right. When I've spent my own money on the supplies for the classroom.
Right. And all the other stuff. Meanwhile, no, actually, your kid's being difficult and I'm trying to get them to not be
Tanata.
The one person I have to spend all my time on.
Right. Your kid's burning me out.
Anyway, bore out. Maybe you have that. It's not a new term. Maybe
it
had
happened to nannies.
A different bore out?
Yeah.
Does it happen to nannies?
Do they get super bored out?
I don't.
I don't know. No, nobody does. I don't even know why he's getting all hung up on this.
I'm not hung up on anything. Maddie's Sarah. Shaking his head over there.
What? It's crazy.
Sheesh. Meadowscaping. Heard of it?
Well,
you got
sometimes
some sexy
people
thing
have
for this?
Actually, I mean, I could go there.
No, don't. Never mind.
Okay. Field, you know, is it when you have you let land go to seed? I don't know. What is meadowscaping?
Turning lawns into meadows have
wildflowers.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Here's some people. This is their front yard.
That's
it's
pretty.
It's not ugly, but it does look like the side of the road.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say, like, I'm not even someone that really, I'm way more likely if my neighbor came to me and said, hey, listen, I'm over this whole lawn thing and it's just,
a lot of
we're going to meadowscape it. And I would say, fine by me. That makes you happy. And we're neighbors.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'll cheer for that.
Your HO but is never going to let that
happen. No, they're not going to let it happen. But what I'm saying is, it doesn't, to me, that doesn't look great. It looks like the side of the road. But if your neighbors are feeling it
right.
and want that, yeah.
We had a neighbor in LA that did that. And what we found out was that it then became a great place for rats to hide.
Oh.
Stoked.
So.
God, I love rats.
Everybody was like, please cut your
just cut
your
it
brush.
Down. Right. That's the thing, too, is that you think you're going to just scatter seeds and then get rid of your lawnmower. Well, you're not, because those things are going to reseed and spread everywhere. And then they're a dead stalk. And ticks are in there and rats, it turns out.
So, Sarah, you get the final say on meadowscaping. Is it okay or is it not okay?
I think it depends on where you live.
I live in your cul-de-sac.
No, they're just tiny little front yards and they're, oh, this is the
getting
judgy thing.
Getting a judgment
I feel,
here.
To me, I feel like if you're going to meadowscape, you need to have a meadow. Like, if you live in Napa and you're just going to let the big, you know, the couple acres you have out back go to the meadows, that is so much more environmentally friendly than putting a lawn in there. Yes, meadowscape that. Your front yard, you know, on the street where all the houses look the same? No. I say one guy does not get to meadowscape.
No!
No! You can't meadowscape with your stupid pretty flowers and stuff and your rats. Do I have a thing here? Ow.
Oh, she just hit her
thumb. Oh. I just whacked myself on the thumb. That
Keep
was so
that
stupid.
Out.
All right. I'm ready.
An airline passenger traveling from LA to Cancun, Mexico.
Oh, fun.
Found herself in a little bit of trouble.
Was she drinking?
No.
Oh, okay.
But she needed to vape. Like, she was stressing, she says, and she was like, I need to hit my vape.
Yeah, okay.
So she went to the restroom,
mm-hmm.
the lav, and took a puff. While the user was in the lav, the pilot made an announcement according to the story. Pilot comes on the air and tells everyone, there's been a smoke alarm in the lav. No smoking or vaping or chewing tobacco allowed on this flight.
Can't even chew tobacco?
Don't make me turn this plane around.
Okay, Dad.
Right. Is it wrong?
Did he turn the plane around?
No, but I'm saying, so is it wrong for her to have hit the vape in a desperate moment, knowing it's wrong, or should everyone just lighten the up and let this lady get a couple rips on her thing?
Well, I mean, it is a fairly well-stated rule.
The user
it's not
says,
a surprise. You could get a piece of gum to get you through your, you know?
I always chewed that nicotine gum. In fact, I ended up on that for a while because I liked the way it stung.
And there's lozenges, too.
If you get the really strong ones, you'd bite it and it would just be all bitter and you'd be like, hey!
And then you start to love that. I like to burn.
So I vape on flights. I've done it before.
I vaped on flights
but
all the time,
I
too.
I took a small one and then blew it in my shirt.
I just
and like
take,
right at the seat,
take it and hold it and then...
And then blow it?
There would be nothing.
Yeah.
I vaped constantly. I never stopped.
The lawbreakers.
Yeah, but because she doesn't need... You don't need to exhale the smoke, generally. You can just blow it down into your shirt.
You blow that down into your shirt
your
boobs?
I would just hold it. Yeah, my boobs loved it. And they were like, yes! It's like being on a spa day. So what's the question?
Yeah, that's...
Let her have a hit.
No, she has to either hit it and blow it down her shirt secretly, like everyone else who vapes on planes, or she has to have a gum or a lozenge to handle the nicotine.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, Vin, meadowscaping will attract more birds, butterflies, and bees to your yard, reduce your carbon footprint, and reduce stormwater runoff from your yard.
Also,
into local
rats.
Lakes and streams. Berkeley just banned meadowscaping this year because of fire danger.
Oh, it's true. It'll dry out because it still needs water, you know, even though it's a meadow.
I absolutely love meadowscaping. My meadowscape has attracted butterflies and hummingbirds, never rats. Maddie.
Well, it's not like you're out laying out there. You don't
liar.
Know about the rats.
You don't
they're
know.
Just
they're
out
hiding
there.
In
rats
there.
Are nighttime animals, too. Yeah. They're hiding. They're sleeping in
you
there.
You don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
510 says, I can't even tell you how jealous I am that you had a Datsun B210, Vinny. No, you're not.
Yeah, you should have seen that thing. The hood was tied down. It was all dented up.
I crashed it 2 weeks into having a license. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know why? You want to know why, Sarah?
Why?
Because of girls. That's why.
Oh.
It's always because of girls.
Me and Mitch are driving down the road, headed to Newport for a surf.
Cool.
And there's these girls checking us out. The guy in front of us stops, and he's a pool service guy. He had a bunch of buckets of water in his thing. So not only does Mitch's head hit the windshield because he's not wearing a seatbelt, and I like, you know, my grit goes out, like, because of course I'm smoking. And these girls drive on, like, but all this stuff flies on. I'm like, what the hell just happened to us?
Girls happened to us,
exactly.
Girls. Ready for a game?
Yeah, let's play. All right, fine. I think I've had about enough, haven't I?
It's been a really fun show, though.
Completely out of things to say.
All right, Vinny, Maddie, and Bobby playing this game. Here we go. How old is Gal Gadot? Wonder Woman. She's also in Fast and the Furious, and she's Evil Queen in that live-action Snow White.
How'd you like that movie?
I didn't see that.
What are you talking about?
You see that?
You didn't see that?
No.
All right.
Everyone was yelling about it.
36.
36, says Maddie.
Oh, I was thinking she's old.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Can she just
please
lose?
Please say she's so old, she's 42. Oh, my God.
No, I was thinking she was like 60.
Gal Gadot?
Yeah!
Oh, you're thinking of like Bridget Bardot or something.
Jesus.
All right, she said 60.
Okay.
Yeah, 60 it is.
Vinny?
Oh, it's my turn. I'm going to say...
You're 60 or 36?
I'm going to say 35, Bob.
Well, I'm sorry to tell you, she's 40, so that's a point for Maddie.
Oh, she is old.
Okay. How old is Johnny Galecki, Leonard from The Big Bang Theory, and David from Roseanne? Depending on how old you are, you might get it from one of those. Johnny Galecki. How old's he? Leonard from The Big Bang Theory or David on Roseanne?
45?
I'm going to say 46.
46.
Oh, that's a tough one because I was going to say 45. No, you said 46. And that's just, let's just go 47.
You son of a... You know.
The correct answer is 50. That's another point for Maddie.
Dang it!
That is another point for Maddie. is rapper Travis Scott, baby daddy to Kylie Jenner's kid, Stormy. Actually, they might even have two kids together. I don't know. There were virtual concerts from him on Fortnite. And I think, isn't Travis Scott where the people got crushed
Astro
against?
World.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there they do is. Have two kids.
Two kids?
Mm-hmm. And he's got the cool on in Nikes that I like.
Travis Scott. How old is Travis Scott?
33.
33, says Bob.
I'll say 34.
No, 35.
Hey.
He is exactly 34. That is 2 points for Maddie.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, this is...
Oh, boy.
Doing a dance over here. Come on, Ben, look.
I'm not going to look.
How old is Kirsten Dunst? How old's Kirsten Dunst? She's Mary Jane in the old Spider-Man trilogy, and she was also Claudia, I think her name was, on the Vampire...
Claudia. You don't hear that name a lot.
Or maybe Claudette?
No, I think it's Claudia. Vampire Lestat?
Vampire Lestat.
Yeah. I had a neighbor named Claudia.
Or the
interview with the vampire. She gets... Never mind.
All right. Kirsten Dunst. How old is she? How old is Kirsten Dunst?
43.
43. 49.
49. 48. Kirsten Dunst is... 43. Exactly
what?
43.
Are you cheating?
Yeah, what's happening here?
I'm on one today.
That's 2 points more for Maddie.
Oh my gosh, this is the biggest landslide in history of the world.
This is your last chance to even get on the board, you guys.
We're not on the board?
You're not even on the board. Neither one of you has a point. Maddie has collected all of the points. 2 points at a time. How old is Ana de Armas, Cuban Spanish actress who's starring in the upcoming John Wick spinoff Ballerina? Actually, I thought that was already out. She's also, let's see, she's in Knives Out, the first one. She's been in a million things. Blade Runner 2049, she's great in that. How old's Ana de Armas? Oh, and she dated Ben Affleck for a minute. That's fun.
I think she's stunning.
Yeah. Oh, she might be dating
Bless
Tom Cruise.
You. I think Bless she you. Is dating Tom Cruise. Mm. Good for her.
Okay, how old?
41.
41.
Oh. I was thinking like 30.
I'm going to go 31.
Let's see. That is another point for Maddie because 31 is 6 away from the correct answer and Maddie is 4 away. 37 is the answer I was looking for. That is a 7-point victory to 0-0. No other points.
Mwah. Mwah.
Maddie, he's on the show. Yes, Maddie.
Mwah.
He's on the show. Yes, Maddie.
Yeah. Nice job, Maddie.
Way to go,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, good job, Maddie. That was a solid win.
Hey, let me read this last text. We took a meeting, I don't know what it was, 2 days ago with Cartelligent. The people from Cartelligent are... Like listening to that guy's story was awesome.
Yeah,
like
David and Jessica, we talked.
He loves cars and he built a brand and a company around his loves and he's had great success. 650 says, Cartelligent, I love them. I bought my last 3 cars from them.
Oh.
They make car buying so much easier and less stressful.
That's amazing.
So there you go, everyone.
Cartelligent.com. Check them out.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's a texter.
Very nice. Goodbye. Thank you for listening today. Happy hump day. Be sure and listen all day because you want to go on the Alice Escape with Bruno Mars to Las Vegas. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Go Warriors.
Go Warriors, everybody.
Warriors.
Be back here on Thursday.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.